Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today, we're spotlighting music from controversial movies, those films which have become lightning rods for conflict between moviegoers, or have inspired viewers to walk out of a screening, or have caused massive protest, or have even been banned by certain countries. All of the films we're spotlighting on today's program can be difficult viewing experiences, but I've specifically selected a handful of films which make particularly interesting musical choices. Let's begin with the newest film we'll be featuring on today's program, a recently released drama called Compliance, which reportedly inspired quite a few walkouts across the country. The film is based on a true story and details the manner in which a sinister prank caller posing as a police officer persuaded a group of restaurant employees to engage in some truly horrific activities. It can be difficult to sit through the film's harrowing 90 minutes, as there's a relentless sense of mounting dread as we wonder just how much further these employees will go before they realize they're being played by a creep. It's a film which raises some provocative questions about society's willingness to submit to authority, even under suspect circumstances, and the whole thing is effectively underscored with music from a newcomer named Heather McIntosh. The music appears somewhat infrequently, going to great pains not to overwhelm or overplay the intense story which is unfolding. It manages to add an additional layer of nerve-wracking tension to the proceedings, but more importantly, it subtly underlines the terrible sadness of this tale. Let's take a listen to some of that original score written by newcomer Heather McIntosh.
Thank you.
fascinating music written by Heather McIntosh for a film called Compliance. Next up on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema, we spotlight a film directed by the talented Peter Greenaway, The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. The movie features one of the most memorable performances of Michael Gambon's career, in addition to an exceptional supporting turn from actress Helen Mirren. But its portrait of an intensely unsavory British restaurant is certainly not for the faint of heart. The third act in particular features some very dark, sinister developments. It's yet another collaboration between Greenaway and composer Michael Nyman, whose musical score is one of the film's greatest virtues. It's a score which rides a fine line between playfully satirical and truly horrifying, featuring instrumentation which is alternately quirky and queasy. There's a certain refined savagery to it, which is absolutely right for the film's unique tone. Bon appetit!
Thank you.
Music by Michael Nyman, written for The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. It would seem wrong to make a movie about controversial cinema without mentioning director Oliver Stone at some point along the way. For a while, it seemed as if everything Stone made stirred up controversy for one reason or another, whether it was the excess of the Stone-written gangster drama Scarface or the glamorous portrait of horrific people offered by natural-born killers. However, it's quite possible that no Stone movie has caused quite so much controversy as JFK, his examination of an investigation into the details of President Kennedy's death. The movie is loaded with distorted facts, crackpot conspiracy theories, and preposterous fictions of all sorts, leading a number of public figures like Walter Cronkite to condemn the film for playing so fast and loose with history. While the movie certainly can't be taken seriously as history, there's no denying that it works tremendously well as a political thriller, managing to turn an incredibly lengthy film into something which positively flies by. The film marked the second time Stone would collaborate with composer John Williams, who had previously scored Born on the 4th of July and would later go on to provide an original score for Nixon. It's a relatively subdued effort for Williams, but it takes on a number of interesting shades throughout the film. Williams' sweeping, patriotic main theme is quite effective, but the jittery, conspiratorial music he provides during some of the film's more tension-filled sequences is arguably even more memorable. Let's take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music from controversial movies on the program today. Next up, we turn to one of the most iconic films of director Stanley Kubrick. Now, Kubrick was no stranger to controversy over the course of his career, but it's hard to argue with the notion that A Clockwork Orange was his most controversial film. In fact, the film essentially disappeared from Great Britain for 27 years after Kubrick learned that the film had served as a source of inspiration in a series of violent crimes. The film features an exceptionally eclectic soundtrack, whirring between original material penned by Wendy Carlos, classical selections, and, most controversially, even the title tune from Singin' in the Rain, a musical choice reportedly despised by that film's star, Gene Kelly. Let's take a listen to a suite of music from that film and explore its diverse musical palette.
Thank you. Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in.
Beethoven, Gene Kelly, and Wendy Carlos all joining forces, whether intentionally or not, on the soundtrack for A Clockwork Orange. While all of the films featured on today's program have been quite controversial, not all of them have retained that controversy over the years. While A Clockwork Orange is still a rather unnerving and hotly debated viewing experience to this day, it almost seems hard to believe that John Schlesinger's tender drama Midnight Cowboy ever significantly upset anyone. It's an affectionate look at the lives of two exceptionally sympathetic characters, but it remains famous for being the only X-rated film ever to win Best Picture. though it's worth noting that the film's rating has since been lowered to R, and its content is considerably less extreme than that offered by many modern R-rated films. It features a fine score by John Barry, whose music is alternately soulful, playful, and plaintive stuff, which heartbreakingly captures the ultimately hopeless dreams of the film's tragic characters. Barry also penned a wonderful main title song for the film, which was performed by Harry Nilsson. In an attempt to conclude things with a bit of warmth, we'll close out today's program with a suite of music from Midnight Cowboy. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a storm. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me.